Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Everyone, I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God. I thank God today for this another Wednesday that the Lord has blessed me to be here and to be here to share and encourage you on today. While it is yet called today, while we can yet encourage one another, it is a privilege and it is an honor to be here on God's program, and I count it just that. I am so grateful to God that when He called me and told me who I am in Him, that just settled a lot of things in me. And so now I am just running for my life, because I want to be ready, and when He calls my name, I want Him to say, and I want to hear Him say those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So I am here today to encourage you in a word of from the Lord. Praise God. People are always asking, is there a word? Is there a word from the Lord? And yes, there is a word to be encouraged through the good, the bad, and the ugly times. And we are going through some times right now that we really do need the Lord to be encouraged. And He wants us to be encouraged in Him. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is being encouraged in the Lord. But first, let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will get into talking about what the topic is for today. And that is, God is fair in His favor. He is fair in His favor. Are you? Are you fair in showing favor? Are you, or do you show favoritism? Oh, praise God. Let's talk about that on today. But first, a word of prayer. Praise God, that God might anoint us for His service on today. As we talk about, praise God, God is fair in His favor. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank You. And Lord, we magnify You for who You are. For You're great, You're worthy of every one of our praises. And Lord, we give it to You on today. Forgive us if we have done, said, thought, acted in any way that was displeasing to You, Lord. Forgive us. And we thank You for it on today. And we thank You for Your anointing. We ask for it, and we thank You for it. Praise God, as we go forth in Your word, O God. For it's only You, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that You would continue to look over our country and bless it. Father, we know that You are in control. You are God. Thank You, Lord. And it's what You say And we thank you for that, God. We ask your many blessings. Go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, the homes of your people where sickness, disease is going on, God, and that you would touch, that you would heal, and that you would deliver, God. Help your people to catch a hold to your word, oh God. Your word is you, God. And it is our medicine for this time, for this pandemic time that we're going through, Lord. It's your word. Help us to catch a hold and be refreshed, be renewed in you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may press on to see what the end is going to be. And we praise you for it now. And Father, we acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings. And we thank you in advance, God, what you're doing, what you're going to do, God, in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray on today. Thank you. And amen, praise the Lord. I do want to encourage you on today to be encouraged in the Lord. Praise God. I want you to check out my Facebook page and also check out my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and also check out the books the Lord has blessed me to write and read them and be encouraged on today. So go there and check it out. And if you just want to leave a prayer request there, you can do that. And also on Monday through Friday, we are praying from 7:15 until, and have been for the last few years, praise God. So if you would like to join us, you can at 515-606-5329, and the code is 634-812. Join us, and leave your prayer request there, and pray with us. And then you pray for us as we continue on in the Lord. Because it's my determination, praise God, is to go on in the Lord, move on up in Him. So today, we are talking about God is fair in His favor. And today is Recover All Wednesday. So maybe you need to recover some things. Praise God. And you can do that on today by knowing that God is fair in His favor. You've heard the saying before that a favor is not fair. But God is fair in all that He do and all that He say. He's fair. He is just and He's fair in dealing with us and the things that we go through. God is just and He's fair. Now, we might not be fair. People might not be fair. But we can trust in the fairness of our God. I believe favor comes from God. I believe His favor is fair because God is fair. And favor is available for all of us who love Him. Favor can be restored upon all of God's children. God rewards, God gives, and God takes away. God is fair. Life isn't fair. Circumstances are not fair. But God is fair. And we can find favor with Him. Favor. What do they say favor is? Favor. It said an attitude of approval or liking or show approval or liking. I think about how it's my job and our job as parents to bring about that fairness and do things in a just manner. Because life is not fair. And He said, train up a child in the way that that child should go. And when he's older, he won't depart. So it's our job to put the word of God into them. And then, you know, with our children, it's an opportunity to practice God's word. What does He say about being fair, about not having favor one more than the other. And we see throughout the Bible, praise God, where one of my books, I write about Esau and Jacob, and how that his mother loved Jacob more, and dad loved and favored Esau more. But we see how that family was just messed up because of that, and how that his brother gave up his birthright, and the other brother bought it for a bowl of soup. And so he didn't take it as being important to him. Praise God. So we know that God is fair in all that he do with us. And so we want to trust God because God is fair through life and all the unfairness it brings. I believe we can have peace in the fact that we serve an incredibly fair God. We serve a just God. When life and all it throws at us is unfair, we can rest in knowing our God is righteous and just. God, good and fair. Our God loves his children equally and counts us precious in our own ways. He sees what we each bring to the table, and every one of us, we bring something to the table, and God is just. He loves us, whether it's the one talent that we have, or two, or 10 talents, whatever, as long as we use them to the glory and honor of God. And he is fair, he's just, and he shows us favor. God is our example of fairness. Let me encourage you in the favor and fairness of our God. We don't see the big picture or understand how God does things, but let us trust that he has our best interests at heart. May you trust God and do the fair thing so we may enjoy his favor, because God is fair in all that he do and all that he brings into our life, even though we may not understand the things that he do. 1 Kings 9:4 said, "But you must serve me as your father David did. He was fair and sincere. You must obey all I have commanded and keep my laws and rules." Job 34:17 says, "Can anyone govern who hates what is right? How can you blame God who is both fair and powerful?" Psalms 9:8, "And he will judge the world in fairness. He will decide what is fair for the nations." God will do that. What we need to do is just trust God, because he knows what's best for us all. Psalms 103:6, "The Lord does what is right and fair for all who are wronged by others." He said, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay." So we don't have to try to repay people for the things that they do to us, because God is fair in his favor, and so we are to trust him. Proverbs 21:3, "Doing what is right and fair is more important to the Lord than sacrifices." So we want to give God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise for all that he do for us. And my prayer, praise the Lord, is for you, that you will trust God and be fair and just, and God will favor you. He'll favor you. He'll favor me. He'll favor us. Praise God. Have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday, praising and magnifying God, for he is faithful.